In the day's other headlines, the Senate confirmed two more top military nominees after a months-long blockade. General Randy George will be the next Army Chief of Staff, and General Eric Smith will be the Marine Corps Commandant. Their nominations were among hundreds that had been blocked by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville to protest the Defense Department's abortion policy. A Pentagon spokesman said the delays have been damaging.
These holds present a national security and military readiness risk. From a Department of Defense standpoint, we've been very clear that we would like the holds to be lifted so that we can ensure that we have the right officers and the right jobs at the right time.
This comes a day after the Senate approved Air Force General C.Q. Brown to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs. A government contractor who worked for the Departments of State and Justice has been charged with espionage for sending classified U.S. defense information to Ethiopia. The Maryland man is a naturalized U.S. citizen from that country. The revelation came during a review after the arrest of Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who was indicted for leaking a trove of top-secret military documents. Congress is heading home for the long weekend as a federal government shutdown looms with no solution in sight. The reversal came after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's attempt to move ahead on a sweeping military funding bill was blocked for a third time by hardline Republicans. Government funding is set to expire at the end of next week. A bus filled with high school band members rolled over and crashed on a New York highway today, killing one person. Emergency officials reported 49 students were injured. The bus was carrying band members from Nassau County, New York, to band camp in Pennsylvania. Officials from Azerbaijan met today with representatives from the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region as a ceasefire appears to be holding. Authorities estimate at least 200 people were killed in recent fighting. Accompanied by Russian peacekeepers, the delegations discussed the reintegration of the region and its ethnic Armenian population. Armenians have controlled the area since the early 1990s. India suspended visa services in Canada today, the latest move in a widening diplomatic rift between the two nations. Tensions first flared on Monday when Canada alleged that India's government was involved in the killing of a Sikh activist. India also called for Canada to reduce its embassy staff in New Delhi. Later, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau urged India to cooperate in the investigation.
There is no question that India is a country of growing importance and a country that we need to continue to work with. But we are unequivocal around the importance of the rule of law and unequivocal about the importance of protecting Canadians and standing up for our values.
Meanwhile, at the White House, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. has been in contact with both countries about the killing. The U.S. has been seeking to strengthen its relations with India, but Sullivan said they won't be giving them any, quote, special exemption on this. The UN's Migration Agency estimates more than 43,000 people in northeastern Libya have been displaced by the country's catastrophic floods. Streets in the hard-hit city of Derna are still lined with debris and crumbling buildings coated with mud. Many residents have been driven out by a water shortage.
My family is now displaced. They fled the city and are now trying to find somewhere else to stay. I'm now staying here, but we'll have to leave because there's a water problem and an electricity problem. We won't be able to live here more than this.
Many of the displaced are relocating to Libyan cities to the east and west of Derna, staying with relatives or sheltering in local schools. Hollywood studios and striking screenwriters appear to be inching closer to an agreement as they resumed negotiations for a second consecutive day. The nearly five-month-long dispute has triggered protests and halted many film and television productions. The two sides have been trying to iron out their differences over pay and the use of artificial intelligence to write scripts. And in economic news, the Labor Department reported weekly jobless claims fell to their lowest level in 8 months. But that wasn't enough to prevent stocks from extending their losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 370 points to close at 34,070. The Nasdaq fell 245 points. The S&P 500 slipped 72. Still to come on the News Hour, a black band director speaks out after being arrested and tased at a football game in Alabama. the dangers and benefits of nickel mining in northern Minnesota. Clothing becomes a point of political contention as the Senate relaxes its dress code, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.